In the name of God the Creator, and of the Word Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Sanctifier, Spirit of God, may the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in your presence, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all the Irish. I wonder how many of you are Irish in our congregation? Show of hands. Wow. Good for you. Everyone can claim a bit of Irish on St. Patrick's Day and enjoy something green. I won't put a temptation of green wine and green bread for Holy Communion to you. The text in the Gospel this morning was a double temptation. Some Pharisees came to see Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place, for Herod wants to kill you." Would Jesus heed their warning and leave and stop doing his work? It would be sensible to heed their warning and stop working and take precaution. The second temptation was flee from Herod, a powerful ruler in the territory of Galilee and Perea, where Jesus was working. It must frighten him, for Herod Antipas had his cousin John the Baptizer executed. Would Jesus leave the area when he heard Herod Antipas wants him dead? Some Pharisees seem concerned for the safety of Jesus. They were nervous and tense. He said to them, "Go and tell the fox for me that I'm here working today and the next day and the next day." He stood his ground and said, "Hi, I must get on with my work because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed here outside of Jerusalem." Jesus won and did not yield to the temptation of running away, quitting his work, and saving himself from Herod. Jesus knew that his time has not yet come. He also knew something about Herod and called him fox, which the Jewish cultural meaning is a worthless, degenerate ruler, who is the descendant of worthless rulers and also a small fry. If a ruler is a great man, he would be called a lion, and the emblem would be a lion. A fox is destructive to the blossoming vine, eating the fruit and damaging the property. Jesus showed no fear of Herod and his enemies, and he was unambiguous with his word to the devil. Jesus was not without emotion. He must have loved Jerusalem and the temple in Jerusalem. He visited Jerusalem and the temple with his mother Mary and his guardian Joseph when he was a child. They went there each year for the celebration of harvest and Passover. There was no car or Uber service to drive people from Galilee to Jerusalem. It took about 3 days' journey on foot to Jerusalem. When he was older, he chose to stay behind and attended discussion sessions with the scribes. His mother Mary, with Joseph, found him sitting there with the scribes in the temple. And says, "Son, why didn't you go home with us?" Jesus said, "This is my Father's house, and that's where I want to stay and learn from the scribes." Later, he taught in the temple. Jerusalem was in the territory of the older Herod, Archelaus, of Samaria and Judea. And Jerusalem is in Judea. Jesus lamented sorrowfully, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that killed the prophets and stones them. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. You will suffer because you are left on your own now, until you come to your senses and say, 'Happy is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.' Would you grieve over a city if you have no attachment, not fond of the place and the people? Would you cry over it?" Jesus Christ openly shows that he cares deeply about them, like a mother hen has for her brood of chicks. The people refused his care and love. It must hurt him, like a parent watches his or her child turns away from him or her and refuses to be loved. What is the takeaway? Threat, risk, and rejection are part and parcel of doing the mission work. Those work with the church or volunteer in the church work and or with the outreach sometimes experience also threat, risk, or rejection. If everything is easy, comfortable, and successful, one must ask, am I doing what the people expect me to do? They're happy, so I must be happy. So something must be wrong. Or am I leaving out what I really have been called to do? If I were to present the startling truth of the issue that the people must deal with, would I risk peace, success, and acceptance? Would I make some or many people unhappy? And the noise gets louder and louder, and they might even drive me away. It happened with Jesus. They were very hostile to him and drove him out of town. Jesus Christ was threatened by the crowds and the religious institution which he belonged, and King Herod, a secular ruler. he continued to teach, healed, and shared his life with them. He called Herod a fox, which they were familiar with, the crafty, cunning, wicked fox. He called a spade a spade. He didn't put it in disguise. He did not change his direction and quit because of threat and risk and rejection. It cost him his life when his time had come. And he firmly confirmed it by saying to God when he was dying on the cross, "It is finished." The world and those see his death on the cross, a complete failure. It was a death of a common criminal. His followers fled and left him. Yet in his failure, he was a success to others who believe in him, the Savior, the Messiah, the Son of God. He did not give in to temptation. He did not run away from danger. He did not quit working, even when he was chased out of town. It is a success in failure. He delivers the truth. In every Holy Communion service, we give thanks to God for his death on the cross and say, "A perfect and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world." He was crucified on a simple, inexpensive wooden cross. He brought home the sinner and a reconciliation of the human being with God. However, sinners, like you and me and others, are free to refuse to be loved, refuse to go home like the chicks refuse their mother hen who wants so much to gather them under her wings. Jesus experienced that rejection. He said, "I want to gather you all, just like the mother hen gathers all the chicks under her wings. But you know, you're not willing. You just don't want it. The kingdom of God is here and it's for you." But many just turned away and said, "No thanks. I like my way." There you are. May you continue to deepen in your relationship with God in this Holy Lent season. To God, O glory and honor and praise, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.